Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, what's up? Happy Monday. Welcome to DX Daily, a podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, where we keep you up to date on everything in hip hop culture. My name is A-Dub, and Asia Sky, Miss Asia Sky, she is not going to be on this episode today because she is still in LA living her best life for her birthday. You know, Taurus gang in this thing. So I'm going to hold it down just for today. She'll be back tomorrow. We'll get into more details about all the hip hop news tomorrow. But a lot happened this weekend that we got to talk about today. So we got to talk about Nicki Minaj and her re-release of Scotty Beam Me Up. She has a couple of back and forth with Azealia Banks and a lot of going on about these cocaine rumors with Nicki Minaj. So definitely got to talk about that. Also, YoungBoy NBA, he wrote a letter from jail and he announced that he's having baby number 8. Whew, good Lord. 8 babies is a lot for that man. So we're going to talk about that. Also, Lil Reese got shot while in Chicago over the weekend. And of course, Tekashi 6ix9ine has something to say. Also, Romeo is calling out Bow Wow for a versus battle. Yeah, it feels like the 2000s on this one. And also, the game wants in on a little fighting action as well. So let's get into it. So Nicki Minaj has been in the news heavy this past weekend because, of course, she dropped her project, Scotty Beam Me Up, which is the re-release of her mixtape, Scotty Beam Me Up, that dropped in 2009. So it was the 12th year anniversary for that mixtape. So, of course, she re-released it. So it's on streaming platforms. And she's back in action. She was talking about her Papa Bear, her little baby. She's talking about having writer's block and thanks to Drake for helping her get out of that funk. There's 5 new songs on the Scotty Beam Me Up mixtape release. And just a lot of people are glad to have Nicki Minaj back in action. We missed her, right? And we haven't seen Nicki Minaj since about early January. So she's been on Instagram Live a lot lately. She's posting pictures. And there's one girl who is body shaming Nicki Minaj, and that is Azealia Banks. Yeah, Azealia Banks body shames Nicki Minaj and calls her inappropriate for allegedly being on drugs during her recent live streams. So after Nicki Minaj went live for the first time midnight Friday before the release of Scotty Beam Me Up, a couple fans and artists drew negatives from Nicki's live stream, and one of those people being Azealia Banks. You know, Azealia Banks never holds her tongue, so she initially reacted to Nicki Minaj's physique in the pictures leading up to the highly anticipated Instagram event. So she was direct messaging one of her associates, and Azealia Banks just goes in on Nicki Minaj, but with the body shaming and the criticizing of all the plastic surgery that she has done. So Azealia Banks says in the DM, "It's giving, I effed my body up so much all I can fit is spandex. All them years of calling bees her sons, she looks like a breeder, LMAO." But Azealia didn't stop there. Of course, she kept going. So after body shaming Nicki Minaj, Azealia starts to criticize how Nicki was acting. So if you didn't catch Nicki's live, she did have a severe case of the sniffles, a lot of going on. But Nicki Minaj said that was because she had got some type of gift before the live stream and she was crying, so she still had the snuffles from that. But Azealia is saying that all them sniffles were a result of drug use. And Nicki said, "If I ever did coke at any time in my life, I would have been rapping about it. That's just never been my drug of choice. I do take Allegra every day, and also I have to take Allegra now, sometimes twice a day. But if I was crying or if I was just blowing my nose, this is me. All day, runny, sniffly all the time." And if you remember back in the day, there was an alleged rumor that started with her using cocaine years ago. Some are assuming it's Joe Budden. But at the time, she felt it was ridiculous to address all of that. Nicki Minaj feels like if it's a lie, she ain't gotta address it because she knows what's real. So a lot of that is going on, but all in all, everybody's excited about the Scotty Beam Me Up release. We need that sucker free mixtape release on streaming platforms, and then I'll be totally happy with Nicki Minaj. But the Scotty Beam Me Up is doing what it needs to be done, for real. So let's check in with NBA Youngboy. You know, he's currently incarcerated for some federal weapons charges, and he recently wrote a letter to his fans over the weekend, and it says, "I'm a man before anything. I had to apologize to myself for not protecting my heart and allowing most of this to happen. I read letters from my supporters and find joy inside. And yes, I said that right, my supporters. Y'all are not fans. We scream F-A-N together. But all jokes aside, I ain't got nothing against nobody. I don't want no problem neither. Just stop speaking on me so we don't concern each other." But elsewhere in the letter, he announces that he does have an 8th baby on the way. He says, "I really just want to be there when my daughter born. I want to be in the same house as her while she grow up. I never had that experience. Jazz, I'm sorry," which is the woman carrying his baby. He said, "I promise I'm sorry for every time I said something to another woman, for every time they ever gotten the chance to come around. I'll give you anything for you not to leave anything to have you when it's all said and done." He also added that he is good and gave love to the ones who really wish for the best for me. It's just that having 8 babies at 22 years old, for me, that's just a big family. But you know, do what it do, have a lot of NBA young boys running around and NBA young girls. So congratulations to them on the 8th baby. Something else crazy over the weekend that happened was rapper Lil Reese. He got shot over allegedly stealing somebody's car. According to the Chicago police and multiple sources, there were 3 men, including Lil Reese. They were shot Saturday morning at a River North parking garage. They're saying the incident involved these men. They were all shooting at each other, according to the police, who cited preliminary information. So police responded to calls of shots fired at 6 West Grand around 9:53 a.m. and found the 3 victims with gunshot wounds. There was also a stolen Dodge Durango peppered with bullet holes that was also found crashed inside the parking garage. There's also video posted to Twitter that shows the officers arriving at the scene and detaining the man. But all while this is going on, Tekashi 6ix9ine had to get his little 2 cents in. And you know, we ain't heard from Tekashi 6ix9ine in a while as well, but he took the chance to come out of hibernation to troll Lil Reese following the Chicago shooting. Tekashi took his Instagram story and said, "6ix9ine curse is real. Rest in peace to all the rappers." Tekashi is just bold. Like, I give it to him for being so bold, but just still so messy too. So of course, we'll keep you updated on everything that's going on with Tekashi 6ix9ine and Lil Reese as well. But Lil Reese is doing good. He's still here. So we'll definitely keep you updated on that. Now let's take it back to a simpler time where the biggest beef was Lil Romeo versus Lil Bow Wow. You know, everybody compared them to for the longest, but it kind of seized down and kind of died down once they calm down as well. But Romeo Miller pinned to Instagram to say this. He said, "I know most take my professionalism as a weakness, but if you know, you know. Regarding this versus talk, I gave this man Bow Wow his roses since we was kids, and even reached out myself multiple times to celebrate him and our era together in a creative way. I could put my pride to the side if it means doing something positive and bringing back nostalgia for a dope-ass generation. Now, if you think this is smoke, my brother, we could hit up Logan Paul and get on one of those boxing tickets. You know me in real life, bro. We aren't kids anymore. Leave that for the fans. This ain't about the competition for me. This is about showing the impact that 2 young black kids had on the entire industry. That's the win, to inspire the next. It's no limit. You got my number. Hit me. Blessings, young legend." So that was a pretty good message from Lil Romeo. But then Bow Wow tweeted, "You sure you want this smoke? I see you calling me out. You sure this what you want to do? Hashtag versus." So I feel like Romeo was coming from a more positive type of way, and Bow Wow was coming with with the paws out, ready to attack type of thing. So I would be interested to see a Bow Wow and Lil Romeo versus battle, wouldn't you? Just one time for the culture, one time for our younger fan self. I think that'd be dope to see. But you know, Bow Wow got an ego kind of. Lil Romeo seems kind of cool, but I don't know how that would play out. But I'd definitely be interested to see. You know, my screen record would definitely be on to make sure I capture all those moments for real, because I know it would get crazy because of Bow Wow. So we will see if Swiss Beatz and Timbaland decides to give them to a battle for real, because that would be something to see. And it's funny that Lil Romeo mentioned that maybe them two could fight like Logan Paul and Jake Paul have been doing recently in the boxing ring, because The Game is calling out Jake Paul and Logan Paul as well. The Game tweeted, "You're at Jake Paul at Logan Paul. Meet me and my little brother downtown LA in front of Staples Center, and let's just fight head up fades. No gloves, no money needed, just on some me and my brother will F you and your brother up-ish." The Game woke up and chose violence when he posted that tweet. I don't know why they just want to fight Jake Paul and Logan Paul. I mean, they do have like annoying faces, and I get wanting to punch them a good time. But just to call them out and be like, "Let's fight in the streets, no boxing ring, no money," that's, you just really want to fight anybody. And I suggest you just go to a gym and let your anger out and aggression out there instead of wanting to fight in the streets. But you know, it is what it is. But let's end it right there on today's episode. We'll be back with more hip hop news tomorrow. But in the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to your favorite podcast, DX Daily, on all platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, subscribe to this podcast. And of course, leave us a review and let us know how we doing. Hint, hint, five stars. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on our YouTube page at Hip Hop DX for all the latest hip hop news as well. And also, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX. You can follow me on my Instagram and Twitter at A-Dub, that's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B. And also follow my co-host, Asia Sky. She'll be back tomorrow. Everything Instagram and Twitter at Asia Sky. And like I said, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news. See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.